96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRS Key Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732.
Whether you're needing a pole barn, a steel building, a shop, a garage, or any kind of ag building, MRSK Buildings is who you should call. With over 20 years of experience, this family-owned business will meet or exceed your expectations. Stop by and see Jeff or Brady at MRSK Buildings, 2604 West Highway 50 in Emporia, across from Bluestem. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
In the days I went to court, and I was never tired resorting to the alehouse or the playhouse, or many's a house beside.
KPOE, we are live, and we are local, and we are Irish here on a Thursday morning. Partly cloudy, 47 degrees, it is 719.
So goodbye, mercy,
and we are pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KPOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Emporia St. Patrick's Day Committee members, Trey Summers and Barb Lowry. Trey, good morning. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. Had a beautiful morning to you, Ron and Chuck. How are you?
Doing well. Top of the morning to you, Barb.
How do I follow that?
I don't know.
I don't know. He's obviously more morning person than me.
Well, big day coming up here Saturday. This is a 30th anniversary year here for the St. Patrick's Committee. And, Trey, I wanted to get your thoughts here on really what it means for you to be involved with this agency that has, really brightened a whole lot of lives over the past 30 years.
You know, I couldn't be more proud of what the committee has done and how the community has supported the Emporia St. Patrick's Committee. You know, over the 25 years I've been on it, I've seen the committee enrich a lot of the lives and the children in our area, the seniors, the veterans, some of our special needs, and even some of our four-legged friends. So, you know, looking back, we were talking about that the other day in the meeting, looking back, it's been real gratifying to see all the good the committee's done over the years.
Well, there's no doubt you have done that and more, raising a lot of money for, as Trey mentioned, a lot of worthy causes and groups, organizations, and folks in and around the Emporia area. Barb, it looks like Saturday's going to be a beautiful day, sunny and 69 degrees. You got to be looking forward to that, huh?
We are thanking you guys for whatever it is that you do.
That's Chuck.
Thank you, Chuck.
I'll wave my magic wand here, and then we'll have the pot of the gold somewhere at North Commercial Street, too, to top it all off.
Well, let's talk about Saturday, Barb. Give us the lineup. When do things get going?
Okay, well, our parade, of course, starts at 1 o'clock at 4th and Commercial. And as usual, now that we know there's not going to be a 60-mile-an-hour north wind, we're going to go north all the way to 12th Street. And we have we had a meeting last night, and we have lots of parade entries now. And we welcome more, of course, between now and even Saturday. Mark is in charge of the parade, and, of course, he encourages people to get signed up as soon as they can because that makes his job a little easier Friday night when he's doing the parade lineup, if he knows how many are in. But go ahead and get signed up today or tomorrow if you can, and then come on out Saturday if you have not signed up and see Mark down at 4th and Commercial, and he can take care of you. So we're ready. We're, as our theme is, proudly celebrating our 30th year. And that's what we're doing, and hopefully we'll have great weather, and Trey will talk more about our great big group of bagpipers coming in from Kansas City.
So you mentioned Mark in the sign-up, Barb, so how can we get signed up?
Oh, now, come on.
Come on.
No, you're so good at that, Ron. Do you think I have that in front of me?
Well,
you can get signed up on KBOE.
Well, I know, but we have an application form available on our website and also the St. Patrick's Day Facebook page. But then we need to get that to Mark, and time is of essence here.
And on the application, it does have his. You're going to be on the committee next year, Ron. On the application, it does have his email address,
gotcha.
And I've believe, his phone number. And, yes, you can get that application on the KPOE website.
I'll tell you what.
Or you can get it on...
Yeah, you can't find that. And if you want to be in the parade, you can't find our application today, go ahead and shoot me an email. I'll make sure Mark gets it, and I will get you the application out, and we'll get it all signed the day of. So don't let that stop you from coming in the parade. You can send it to Trey@summersautoplaza.com, and we'll make sure you're in there.
There we go. That's not that easy. Yeah. Or just show up and... And they'll make it happen. Again, parade lineup starts, I think, just around noon, and they want to get you ready to go by 12:30 for the parade start at 1. Well, now, Trey, what about the bagpipers?
Well, we are excited to have the Kansas City St. Andrews Pipes and Drums back again this year. Last year was their first year in Emporia. They brought 15 people down and put on a great show. Unfortunately, the weather was not its best, so we're super excited about this upper 60s and 70 degree weather. This is right up our alley for our 30th. But they're going to be out there blowing and twirling their drums, and it's going to be a great, great celebration. And then they will be coming back to our little celebration at 4th and Commercial afterwards to play for probably another 20, 30, 40 minutes afterwards.
Outstanding. Now, in past years, you guys have been really focusing on fundraising for a number of different community groups and organizations, Barb. It sounds like this year you kind of took a step away back from that side of things, although there is some fundraising being done. It was really more about the celebration, that's the way it sounds, for this time around.
Yes, that's exactly. I mean, after 30 years, we took this year to celebrate, to invite those organizations back to celebrate with us this year. And then, yes, we did have our committee pub crawl last weekend, and we raised some money on that, and then also did have garnered some sponsorships, and those will be on big banners down at the beer garden at 4th and Commercial at Town Royal on Saturday. So we did manage to still raise some money, but it is mostly a year of celebration and kind of recoup and go again.
Well,
if I might earmark on that, if you guys don't mind, what we have tried to do is focus our efforts into making the parade and the that day just a big event down on Commercial. So there's a ton of things going on down on Commercial. We have teamed up with Main Street and Casey and Jessica, and so they have that Spring Fling shopping event going on between 10 and 1 o'clock down at Courtney's Place, the Classy Coop, H&H Hat and Bar, Miller Time Photo, Jack's Lawn and Pool, Little Jones Clothing and Boutique, KCK's Koozies. Pardon me. Then 627 Event Space is having drink specials, food specials with Mountain Oysters, Corned Beef Cabbage, Guinness Beef Stew and Rubens, the Axe,
Axe Shed.
It's called the Axe Shed. They're doing throwing and beer specials down there between 1 and 11:30 p.m. The Emporia Arts Center, they're having cookies, lemonade, and fun temporary St. Patrick's Day tattoos going on that morning. So there's a ton of things going on downtown. We're having different businesses coming out and doing events out on the sidewalk. There's going to be some chalk painting or chalk sidewalk painting for the kids.
Chalk art, yeah.
Chalk art, thank you. So what we really tried to do is focus on bringing a celebration, a family fun celebration to Emporia for that day, and try to enrich the downtown with some out-of-town bagpipers. We do have this big band coming in, as I spoke about, and next year we're trying to secure even more bands to come in so everybody gets to hear more of the Irish spirit.
So, Barb, you did mention something about a beer garden?
Yes, at 4th and Commercial at Town Royal sponsors a beer garden with lots of fun food, music. It pretty much just takes up the entire, it does take up the entire parking lot there. It's all cordoned off, and we just have a great time, big party down in there every year. So, and also, I did want to tag on to what Trey was saying, too. DEBA will be sponsoring their 7th annual St. Patrick's Pub Crawl, and you can get a lanyard for $5 at Radius, Mulready's, Town Royal, or Charlie's Place. And that is a big, big, well-attended event every year. So they will have that this year. And then I did want to also say that on March 17th, which is Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, from 1 to 3 p.m. at Rollers, they have a special $10 St. Patrick's Day skate, and you are encouraged to wear your green. But they tagged their event also onto the Emporia Main Street page, and we thank them for that. So that will be the day after St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, Bar mentioned DEBA, and that's the Downtown Emporia Bar Association, just in case you were wondering about that. Let's see. Well, we can't let you go, Barb, without letting us know exactly where your number stands as far as the St. Patrick's Day Committee and the amount of money you have raised over the years.
I know you... Ron, that's what I'm ready for.
There we go.
Thank you. Okay, over the last 30 years, we have raised right at
$390,000. Oh, wow. I was short yesterday. I thought it was like 280. I was way low.
I heard you. Yeah.
Man. You had to shake your head.
That's all right. It was all right. We appreciated the promotion that you and Aaron were giving us yesterday, so I appreciate that. But, yep, $390,000. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, and after this year, hopefully we'll be up over 400,000.
Wow.
And that'll be easy to remember.
Well, nice job. That's
amazing.
That's a significant amount of money that's went to a lot of worthy groups and organizations in and around the Emporia area from the St. Patrick's Day Committee. Anything else, Trey, we need to add here?
Yes, I just want to let everybody know we will have food trucks down on 4th Commercial and one up in the 900 block of Commercial. I also would be remiss if I didn't mention our marshals, Beverly and Bob Durham. They've done so much for our committee and the community. We're honored. We're just honored to have them as our marshals. And if I could just throw out our platinum sponsors real quick, Ron. Our the Turnbull Foundation has always stood behind us. Town Royal, ESB Financial, Prairie Land Partners, REMAX, Eck Real Estate, Norfolk Iron and Metal, Hogerman, the Van Gundy Farms, Bruce Davis Construction, Integrity Midwest, Crystal Decker, and Longbine Auto Plaza. We want to thank all of our sponsors for all of your support.
Outstanding. Well, we will be seeing you in fully decked green on Saturday. Barb, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks so much, guys, for all you do.
Yep, thanks, Trey.
Thank you guys very much. See you Saturday.
All right.
See you Saturday.
Trey Summers, Barb Lowry of the St. Patrick's Day Committee, the big parade coming up this Saturday afternoon, downtown Emporia, 4th until 12th, 4th through 12th, I should say, starting at 1.
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots, we are full through Wednesday. Let us know if you want the one for Thursday or for the one for Friday for next week, and just call us 620-